goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness
try something, guys. Raise them banners up. Let's see them. Okay? So the Bible says that we have to respond with worship. And Ezra, it says that the people made a worship of response to one another. We have Psalms where we're instructed to raise our banners unto the Lord. So we're going to do that in this house. I know it's not normally what we do, but today is a special day of thanks. So let's raise our banners high. I'm going to sing with a cry of praise. My heart will proclaim, and you guys are all going to shout that you are good, and we're going to raise our banners up. Okay? Let's give it a shot.
With the cry of praise, my heart will proclaim.
Sing it out.
That you are good. You are good.
Yes, Lord.
In the sun and rain, my life celebrates.
Sing it out.
You are good. Yes, you are good, Lord. With the cry of praise, my heart will proclaim it. That you are good, Lord. Yes, you are good, yeah. In the sun and rain,
we raise our banners.
Life celebrates. That you are good. Yeah, you are good, yeah. And I want to scream it out from every mountaintop. Your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. Yeah. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. So good to me. I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. So good to me, Lord.
All right, let's shout this last chorus out together. Let's shout it out.
And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are.
Let's shout it out.
And I will shout unto the Lord.
Make a joyful noise to Him. Praise, amen, Jesus. Let's try that again.
And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good.
Shout it out.
And I shout unto the Lord.
be seated this morning.
The table is where life happens. It's where imagination runs wild. Where lessons are learned. And wonders are built. The table is where time can stop. Where wounds are comforted. And freedom begins. It's where we find peace. And we laugh till it hurts. The table is where we gather with family, new and old, to share stories, to nourish our bodies, to enrich our souls. The table is where we give thanks and where we remember what great gifts we have been given.
Good morning, Calvary Tucson. How are you guys doing today? All right, now, I'm one of the kids pastors, and something we do in kids ministry is a competition between boys and girls, but I think we should do kids versus parents. So, kids, on three, can we shout Jesus as loud as we can? One, two, three.
Jesus!
All right, adults, this is your chance. You got to beat them. Let's do it. One, two, three.
Jesus!
All right, now, everyone together. One, two, three. We are so happy to join together with you guys today on this day of Thanksgiving to worship Jesus. We've got our kids worship team here with a mix of East and West Campus kids, and we are excited to join you. One thing I want to point out that we are all very thankful for are those who serve every single week in our Sunday school, as well as all of the other ministries here. We've got people with these awesome t-shirts on. They say, ask me about growth spurts. If you ever want to know about our kids' ministry or have questions, they're sitting out there in the foyer. They'd love to talk to you guys. But I'm also very thankful for this team up here. They lead your kids every single week in worship in our kids' ministry. So let's give them a round of applause. Let's all stand up. If you guys can't follow the dance moves, at least clap your heart out and sing your heart out to the Lord. Let's worship God today.
My heart. You see, I don't have it all together if you take me apart. Yeah. You see, the worst of me wants to get better, but you're changing me. Piece by piece. Into who you're really calling me to be. There's a beauty and beast inside of me. Who I am fighting, who I wanna be. But through the rise and falls, the roller coaster, I get a little closer. Like a child walking in their father's shoes, I just wanna look a little more like you. Every day's another step forward, I get a little closer. I get a little closer, I get a Lord, I know that it's true. Gonna finish this work you started, even when I don't know, and it's moving so slow, even when I feel nothing but broken hearted, but you're changing me. Like a child walking in their father's shoes, I just wanna look a little more like you. Every day's another step forward, I get a little.
to who you are. All my days, every breath I take, won't you make me, shape me into who you are. There's a beauty and beast inside of me, who I am fighting, who I wanna be. But through the rise and falls, the roller coaster, I get a little closer. Like a child walking in their father's shoes, I just wanna look a little more like you. Every day's another step forward, I get a little closer. Get a little closer, I get a little closer, I get a little closer, I get a little closer.
You're the only one, you're the only one. Thanksgiving is not merely just a day, but what we are marked by. A life of praise for our salvation and who we are in Christ. We are loved and given a new life full of joy in Him. We have the opportunity to grow in our thankfulness as we give Him glory for the beauty of His creation. Give Him glory for His direction and guidance. For His faithfulness. For His word. For the freedom we have. For His provision. For the gift of friends and family. For the very breath that we breathe. For the life we live in Him. Our hearts overflow with thanksgiving to the praise of God for who He is.
One more time for the dance troupe, the kids' dance troupe, huh? I tell you what, you guys did great. We are now going to have a book reading, and we want to ask all of you kids to come on up on stage. Come on up, and you can get close. If you don't feel comfortable allowing your kid to come up by themselves, then come up with them. Just come up and sit down here in front with them, all right? So we welcome the adults with kids, and we welcome all the kids up. Get close. Look at Miss Laura. Come on up. Feel like I'm doing an altar call. Just stand up and come now. Just come. Come to Jesus. Come hear a story. This is going to be great, guys. Come on up. Like I said, you're welcome to come if you want to bring your kids and come up and sit with them. All right. I want to say, while the rest of the kids are coming up, that I am so blessed. I'm being crowded out here by the children. I have been so blessed by those that minister alongside of us with the kids. So many lives that have been touched over the last 20, 31 years that we've been ministering to children. And our team always have been good, but never has our team been as good as it is now. Just the real love that they have for the kids and what they do. Would you give our children's ministry on both campuses a hand for the work that they do for the Lord? It takes a lot of different people and a lot of different leaders to do what we do, and we have some great ones. And I want to introduce to you Laura Reyes, Miss Laura, to the kids. She works in our children's ministry, and she is going to read a story to the children today.
Ready for a story? Thank you, Pastor Robert. Are you guys ready for a story this morning?
Yeah.
Okay, when we first picked the story, I wasn't really sure how it tied in with Thanksgiving, but in this story, there's going to be two somebodies to pay attention to, and you guys tell me what they should be thankful for when we're all done. Deal? All right, you guys ready? Here we go. Our story begins. Jonah and the fish. Can you guys see? Okay. Jonah's side of the story. I'm Jonah of Israel. Life was just great till God told me something I chose to debate. Now go up to Nineveh. Here's what to do. Just tell them I love them the way I love you. But I didn't like all those people up there. So here's what I said. God, I just do not care. Does he have a happy face?
No.
I bought me a ticket and sailed on a ship the opposite way of that Nineveh trip. But God stirred the waves with a fierce storm at sea. I told the ship captain, "The problem is me." The sailors tossed cargo to lighten the load. The harder the wind blew, the harder they rowed. "You must throw me in, or you won't stay afloat." At last, the men tossed me right out of the boat. I sank in the waters. Oh, why had I fled? And that's when I saw a big fish straight ahead. That's a big fish, huh? The fish swam right for me, its mouth open wide. I slipped through its teeth, and I swooshed deep inside. Day one, I was thinking, my answer's still no. 'Cause since I hate Nineveh, why should I go? I came to my senses, I think, on day three. I said I was sorry and begged God, send me. That fish took a breath. Then I felt myself soar up, up like a dove before landing on shore. I waved to the fish, for I knew I'd been blessed. I walked straight to Nineveh. God's way is best. You guys ready for the surprise? Wait, you thought you were finished, didn't you? It's time to take another look. Close, then flip this storybook. This story is called The Fish and Jonah. The fish's side of the story. I'm a mighty big fish in a mighty big sea. There I lived and I ruled and I swam worry-free. But I thought I was born for a deed brave and bold. And that deed hadn't come, though I'd grown very old. Then a storm stirred the waves and a howling wind blew. And I spotted a ship with a terrified crew. The waves rocked their boat. It could turn upside down. Unless someone saved them, I feared they'd all drown. Then a voice I knew well said, "Today is the day. Now the deed I've prepared will be coming your way." It was God, the Creator, who governs the seas. I would heed his command, for I wanted to please. Above on the ship, someone prayed to the Lord. Then down came a man who was tossed overboard. I watched till I heard the Creator's strange plan. Your brave and bold deed is to swallow this man. But man is the highest of all of God's creations. I thought that my deed would bring great celebrations. Now swallow this man, and your deed will begin. I opened my jaws, and the man slid on in. That man kept his silence as day passed to night. For 3 days, I wondered if I had done right. The man in my belly said nothing at all. I feared I'd only imagined God's call. At last the man prayed, "Lord, I know what to do. I'll go and tell Nineveh all about you. And that's when the master said, one command more. Now spit this man Jonah out onto the shore. I laughed as I swam. Then I took a deep breath, and up came the man as if risen from death. He landed kerplop, and he tumbled a bit. Who knew my great deed would be swallow and spit? And that was the last I saw of the man. But Jonah, I guess, must have followed God's plan. For tales out of Nineveh, stories I've heard, they say that those folks were all changed by God's word. In our Bible verses, Psalm 36:1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. So what do you guys think Jonah should be thankful for? Not drowning, for sure. Absolutely. What do you think? For getting out of that fish. Absolutely. Did you want to say? That's exactly right. Jonah learned to listen to God. That's exactly right. And what else did he do at the end? He said he was sorry. He listened to God. And then what did he go do for all those people? He shared God's word. That's right. Are you guys able to share God's word? Can you guys share the love of Jesus too? You can. Isn't that awesome? Did God use that big fish? He did. He's so awesome. Do you guys want to say a quick prayer for me, and then you can go back to your seats? Can we pray? Let's pray together. Jesus, we love you so much. Thank you for our story today. Thank you that you love us so much. And thank you that when we don't do things right, we can say that we're sorry and that we can be forgiven. We love you, Lord. Help us to share your word and love people like you do. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Great job, guys. Great job, guys.
What an absolutely great time to have all of the kids in the service with us today. Thanking God. I want to welcome you guys one more time. Let's welcome the kids, huh? And we're going to have our own competition now. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do it. I just want to share with you a little bit out of God's word about being thankful. I was taking some time. Every year I give a little devotional on Thanksgiving, and I was thinking of the things that I'm thankful for, and sometimes we sit down and we give lists for them, and I got to say, first of all, and I think this is all of us, if it was nothing else, I'm thankful that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that whatever happens from here on out, that when I die, I will be in the presence of the Lord, and that is absolutely awesome. I'm thankful for my family, for my wife, for my mother who's visiting now, for my kids, for the friends and family that are around me, for the church that I pastor. What a blessing. But as I got right down to it, I'm thankful personally. I'm thankful for God's mercy too, by the way. The list could go on and on, right? I'm thankful for God's mercy. I'm thankful for his grace. I'm thankful that he uses us. I'm thankful that he uses me. I'm thankful that he uses you guys. But I'm also thankful for his word. This last week, a couple came up to me after the service and said, we're searching. We don't know what we believe, but we're searching. And I told them, boy, we really want you here. We really want you here while you're searching. And I encouraged them. We need to be serious in our search for the truth. And I encouraged them in that search. But we talked about, out of all of the different religions that are out there and all the, you know, Buddhism and Hinduism, beliefs and philosophies of men, and there are literally hundreds of them, that none of them have roots like the scriptures. You and I have a foundation that we stand on. It isn't just like, you know what, we've examined all of the different ways in the world out there, and we think Christianity is the best way, So here we are. We are drawn by God into a relationship with him. But on top of that, he's given us the scriptures. And I love Psalms 12, 6 and 7, which says that God's word is pure like silver refined by the fire. They would purify silver by refining it and scraping off the dross. It then says, and you, O God, will fulfill it. God's promise that he will fulfill the word and he will preserve it from generation to generation. I love that God has given us his word, backed it up with fulfilled prophecies. There are all kinds of prophecies in the Bible that have come true, all kinds of prophecies about what Jesus would do in giving his life for our sins. And that's what I call the roots of scriptures. The root of the scripture goes down deep so that when we open it up, we can trust in it. We can believe what's said there. And as we do it, we can find richness that comes into our lives. The Bible says that God's word is alive and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Bible says that God's word is like a seed. And once you get it planted in your life, it produces 30, 60, and 100-fold. As we grow older in the Lord, as we mature in him, as we are that city that's set on a hill, sometimes we forget the very power of God's word, that he said it will not come back void, but it will do everything that I send it out to do, and that God has preserved it. I want to read to you Psalms chapter 1, if I can get my Bible turned right side up. Psalms chapter 1, and if I can find Psalms, it's somewhere in the middle of the Bible. It's the largest book in the Bible, so it seems to be easy to find. And Psalms 1 should be easy to find. So Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man. And it's going to give us a description of the person who is truly blessed. This word could also be translated in the Hebrew, happy. It might seem superficial, but happy is the man. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. The blessed man, the happy man, isn't the man that gets his cues from the world, we could sum that up as, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on that law, he meditates day and night. The delight of a happy person, the delight of a blessed person, is the person that knows God's word, studies it, remembers it, reads it, memorizes it, gets it into his life, and then you are blessed. Like a tree, it says, planted by the rivers of water. A tree that's planted by the river is a solid tree, a larger tree than the trees that are around them that are planted out away from the river. God says, I want you to be like a tree planted by the rivers because God's word is the water that feeds our roots and allows us to be stable and strong in him, and that it brings forth fruit in its season. God wants to produce fruit from your life. There will be evidence. We know that an orange tree is an orange tree because we can walk up and pick oranges from it. If somebody says, check out that orange tree, and you go take a lemon from it, if it's in their yard, you're going to say to them, I think you have a misunderstanding about your fruit tree because I just picked an orange from what you said was a lemon tree. God's going to give us fruit that will prove that we have walked with him and know him and love him, and God's at work producing that fruit, but the fruit isn't evident all the time. It's evident in its season. It goes on to say, whose leaves also will not wither, like a tree that gets away from the water and the leaves begin to wither and fall off. The leaves of our lives won't wither, and whatever he does will prosper. What a great promise. God's not saying that you're going to be rich. Whatever you're going to be rich, you're going to have everything you want. God's saying your life will really be meaningful. There will be a real richness that God has given us. Had God not taken time to preserve his word, to get it to us, then we would not have the confidence that we have today in what we believe. If the scriptures are accurately, prophetically, if the scriptures are accurate, historically, if the scriptures are accurate, archaeologically, which amazingly, historically, the scriptures are accurate, and archaeologically, they're accurate. If the scriptures are right and accurate in those things, then the scriptures are accurate spiritually. And that's what really matters because it reveals to us the way into heaven. And I am thankful that it's not about being religious. I'm thankful it's not about what kind of clothes we wear or the way we walk around and talk to each other. Hello, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so. I'm thankful that it's about a real relationship with the living God. Jesus said in John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that you know the one true God and the Son whom he sent. Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. For I will say to them, away from me, for I never knew you. May you find yourself close to Jesus. For those kids who are here, and I'm almost done, which is going to be really good for you guys. For your kids that are here, may you really know Christ. Get to know him. Develop a relationship with him. You will be used by him. God has a plan. God has a purpose for your life. You are the salt. You are the light. You've been given the keys to the kingdom. May you stay close to Jesus, and may you feed upon the milk and the meat of the Word of God, that you can be strong and prosper and stand solidly for him. Will you stand with me one more time as we pray together? Father, we really and truly say to you, we are so thankful. We know that your word tells us to be anxious about nothing but everything with prayer and thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto you. And so we come to you with thanksgiving today, writing down on our posters and on our banners what we are thankful for, bringing them here to you today and lifting them up before you. And we pray now that your Holy Spirit would touch our hearts. Thank you again for all of the work that you are doing. And we pray, Lord, that we would be able to draw ourselves to you in a unique, close way. And we thank you for this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, so I am going to hand over the service again to our kids troop that are going to lead you in a final song and dismiss you. God bless you guys. We'll see you this weekend. We'll be back in the book of John. We'll see you there. God bless you.
Is it?